Hello and welcome to episode 57, Heinz 57, of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
Hey everybody, we're excited to be talking to you today in lovely October. The colors are out in Maine, hope it's lovely where you are. And today we're going to talk about, what do we have? Oh, what's the first topic?
I think we're skipping the normal first topic, we're going to go right into what we're working on.
Yeah, no reason. And then we'll talk about what we want to work on next.
A little shop talk.
We'll also have maybe one catastrophe.
Yeah, or maybe more by the time we get there.
Exactly.
How about some random thoughts?
Yeah, just random. And I think we're going to do a little contest redux.
Yeah.
Contest again. Recontest. Something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. So, what are we working on?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of what I'm working on. Although now I can add two things, actually. So I'm going to tell you that I'm working on a new sock design, and I will talk a little bit about it, but I don't want to give it all away, but I kind of feel like I am. We'll give it away. This will be a super top secret for you, dear listener. And here's what I'm trying to do because I'm insane. Let me show Jen. I know you can't see it.
Yeah, we've decided we are not going video this time.
We're not ready for prime time.
Yeah.
And we should say, we apologize for any technical difficulties that you will encounter listening to last time's podcast. I'm not sure that it happens on the video version, but the audio version, I was quiet.
Yeah.
So I'll be loud today.
You're very loud. Look at your thingies.
Oh my God, I'm red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm mad. I'm angry. It's possible. So, do you see what I'm trying to make?
It looks like you have a chain.
Yeah, but...
A knitted chain? Is that a...
So what I'm trying to do, this is stupid, and it brings me joy, but it's kind of stupid. I'm making a needle. I'm knitting a needle.
Yes, which would not actually be usable as a knitting needle.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's a representation of a needle.
Stay with me. It's a representation of a needle that I have knitted. Now, I need to go back and redo it because it's not quite working out. And this is a little secret funny pattern that I'm trying to work on to put together where, see this one, kind of ignore that.
Yeah.
This is the top of a sock.
Uh-huh.
And this will be the needle.
So, like, you're still knitting your sock is the, yes, the look.
Yes.
And... But you'd be wearing it because it would really be done.
Yeah. However, there are issues with it. So in trying to create something that actually looked like a sock needle, I went really far. Like, do you see how I even made the little bends in the needle? And then I made the stringy bit where it's thinner than the rest of the needle.
Okay.
That's single chain crochet, and this here is I-cord, mm-hmm. and then I cast off one end to make it turn.
Uh-huh.
And when you pull this through, it actually reasonably looks like it. And I've used various different yarns, and I ended up using a nylon because it's got more heft to it, and uh-huh. it holds itself up better.
Yeah.
However... I think I'm going to let the trying to make it look real go, because it's never going to look real. So I think I'm just going to make basically an I-cord and do it again, because this is not working, the one that I have. And I probably also want to use a black yarn to really contrast, because the nylon I'm using is a silvery color to mm-hmm. make it look like my silvery sock needles.
Yep.
So something that really pops against it, I think it's going to have to be a black. So then my question for you is if there are any boxes downstairs where you have like a nice thick black yarn that I can buy.
I think it's mostly ultra alpaca down there, which is worsted weight. So
yeah, and this is, because it turns out when I knit myself a needle, it comes out around a size 10.
Oh, fun.
So I need something that knits with a size 10. Also, you said you couldn't actually use as a needle. Have I got news for you? Because when I cast it on, I cast it on using long tail cast on the fake needle.
Oh.
Which, again, is the
kind
of thing...
But it doesn't have a pointy end, so you couldn't, poke into the next stitch.
No, but you can do a long tail cast on.
You can do it around it. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. So it's very fun. If I get this worked out, I will publish a pattern for it, obviously. but it's going to be some meta... sock. It's going to be a meta sock pattern where you actually make a fake needle and make it look like your socks are still being knitted while you're wearing them.
So or you could just stop when you're making a toe-up sock, bind it off, and put it on.
Yeah, but then the needles might fly out. It might not be that comfortable having your needles, you know? So that's why I'm knitting needles. It
could be like a defensive thing.
you'd always have a weapon on you, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Just try to go through security in the airport with that. Like, it's okay if it's in your backpack and it's attached to a project, but if you're wearing your knitting needles, I don't know. There's got to be at some point where they're gonna change their mind and not let you do that.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and going, I have no idea what on earth they're talking about, it'll make sense, I promise. I will clarify it more later. Yeah. So what have you been working on?
So I started Andrea Mowry's Spark Cardigan.
Nice.
Which is so cute. And it has me start with the sleeves. Oh yeah, this is a bag from Sea Bags.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a Portland brand of bags, which are amazing. I love them. So I have two sleeves here.
Nice.
And I am making...
You've made those already?
Yes.
When did you start this?
Like
last week?
A couple weeks ago.
That's amazing.
It's worsted weight.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
But still.
Well, it's not actually. It's... Okay. Sort of it is. So she had me start with the sleeves because that's what the pattern said. You know, it's not like Andrea came over and like said, you must start with the sleeves. But the pat it makes the sleeves first. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't usually like making sleeves.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right. It'll do this. And then when I get done with the rest of the cardigan, I'll have the sweaters, the sleeves done, and I'll be like, yay.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is made with Santa Cruz Organic Merino from Juniper Moon Farms in the ivory color.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a worsted weight. It's kind of, if you're going to put worsted weights on a scale of thin to thick, it's but thick still being worsted. Yeah, it's thick worsted.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to guess worsted, actually.
Yeah, but it is technically worsted.
Yeah.
And then, for the color work section, I'm using Entropy DK in the Nebula colorway. So this is a yarn that looks like the yarn that comes from Spin Cycle. if, you know, Spin Cycle had bigger production and would let me buy it.
I love those colors.
Yeah.
It goes from periwinkle to like an olive, maybe? Or green.
Yeah, it's greens and purples.
Yeah.
And more purples. So yeah, I have two sleeves basically done. I'll tell you a little bit more about this later.
Yeah.
And just about ready to cast on the body.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
So excited. I love these colors. So it's just so much fun watching the color repeats change. So my two sleeves are not the same colors.
Right.
But they're both
but
amazing.
That's okay.
Yeah. And it's going to look really good with the body done in the same kind of coloring.
Yeah.
So super excited. And
done. Yeah.
This Entropy... Entropy DK is just gorgeous. Like, this has been flying off the shelves. And it's like... Yeah, like I said, it's like two different colors kind of spun together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's made for this little one-woman shop. So, yeah, she always signs her emails Lisa and the Sheep.
One woman, one sheep.
Well, she's got a bunch of sheeps. Blueface Lester, actually.
It's hard to tell because it's the same singular or plural. It's like we're talking about in Spanish. Okay.
Oh, true.
Yeah, keep
Blueface
going.
Lester from her farm. She has it spun up in these different colorways.
Nice.
And they're amazing. So if you haven't had a chance to work with Entropy DK yet, I'd highly recommend it. But also this Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all, I think it's very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to think my cuffs are different lengths as I'm holding them here.
Nobody will know.
Okay. I might know.
maybe your arms are different lengths,
maybe.
Huh?
But they're supposed to be folded back. So if I just fold them back just one row different, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Entropy DK. I got this for the shop because I thought it'd be amazing for like fisherman sweaters.
Yeah.
And it's in these nice neutral colors. I did the ivory, which is like your classic fisherman sweater. So if you're going to do like a...
an Aran sweater or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Gorgeousness. And it's been so fun to work with and it's knitting up so fast.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I've been quite obsessed with that.
Yeah, and were you okay getting gauge? And the only reason I asked that is the last one I tried to do, I did not get gauge.
So here's the fun part. They're different weight yarns.
Yes.
This is a thick worsted.
Yep.
And this is a DK.
Yep.
And together, They made exactly the gauge I needed for this pattern.
Yep, nice. And then probably on the cuffs where it's only the one, it might be a little bit wider, but that's fine. It's
just and I went down a needle on the cuffs anyway.
Yep.
So nice. Super fun.
Yay.
What else are you working on?
Well, it turns out I do have a second thing I can add, only because I'm feverishly casting on right now. So we'll talk a little bit later about Knitting Mojo, but I haven't had a lot going on the last month.
What are we going to call this one?
This is Mittens, so I've messed the whole thing up now, haven't I? Because I have that later on.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll peek behind the curtain here. So
I can easily move the word mittens from this section to the other section. Okay. Yeah.
So last year, I decided I was not going to do my usual knit-a-thon for all the little kids in the family who generally for the last few years I've been making them all hats or socks, which they then, you know, put in the washing machine.
We heard about that.
This is like nieces and nephew kind of ages. Mm-hmm. Or gloves or fingerless mitts.
People who are nieces and nephews can be all ages.
Yes, they really can. But it's kids ranging from... Yeah, I don't know, 4, maybe, to, 19 or 20 now. So these nieces and nephews, bless them, didn't make them anything last year because it was a pandemic and I had enough going on and I was too stressed out. And it stresses me out because I'm literally making 13 sets of something and it gets a bit much, that's what I'm trying to say. However... One of the teeniest, tiniest ones came up to me the other day and said, Aunt Julie, can you make me some more mittens because I lost one?
Oh.
Like, oh my God. You know, when they ask for them, it's really hard not to. And her mother's like there and she's like, I did not put her up to that. Like, I know that's what she was thinking. Like, go over there and ask your aunt if she will knit you something.
Yeah.
Nope. She just came right over and said, Aunt Julie, I need you. I'm like, okay. So I'm starting mittens.
Yay.
It's going to be a mittathon.
A mittathon. That's a good one. Should write that down for a title.
Yeah, it might be our title.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks. Okay. So yeah, I'm literally just starting the first pair right now.
Yeah. You have paper. Here's my notebook you can borrow.
No, I don't. I didn't want to write down on your stuff. Thank you.
That's just the pattern there.
Okay.
It's either patterns or bills lying all over my desk. Okay.
Nice. So what else have you been working on?
All right. So this one I just started... last weekend. So Sydney from her Instagram is Squidney Knits. She has started the Squids School of Vintage Knitting. It's nice. A Patreon site and I will link to it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And Sydney has agreed to be a podcast guest for us, so hopefully next month on the podcast we will have an interview with her. Isn't she adorable?
She is.
And she is vintage knitting, hence the name of the school.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at knitting patterns, like, I don't know, from the late 1800s up to, like, the 1950s.
Cool.
And talking about how, you know, how they're different, and then rewriting them
mm-hmm.
to be, like... something that today's knitters can work from.
Nice.
So the first one she just put out, like she just launched the school like a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I wanted to support her, and her patterns were really cute. So this mm-hmm. is a vest. It's called the Scarecrow Vest.
Is that the one she's wearing
in the picture? Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And so I decided I needed to make it with Malabigo Rigos in this gorgeous sunset colorway, which happens to be really close to the one she's wearing.
It does.
But it's just such a beautiful orange color that's so... fall.
It is.
I'm really taken with fall leaves right now. So
yeah. I was just admiring that actually. It's a great color.
Yeah. So I'm almost done with the ribbing and then I'll get into the vest part. The gauge swatch on this came out gorgeous. I just love the pattern that mm-hmm. she's using. So I think it goes can't tell which way is which. I think this is the front. Anyway, you guys can't see it. I forget what she calls it in the pattern, but it's just such a really pretty, like, textured...
like a textured rib, kind of?
Yeah. That might be actually what she called it.
Huh.
So, a textured rib of some sort.
Yeah.
And It looks so pretty on the vest. So,
yeah.
And it just picked up the different subtle color differences in the Rios.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes it sparkle. And it's kind of dark here in my office right now, but you can still sort of see all the different color variations. And
yeah, it's really nice.
So, super excited.
Yeah. Yay.
But yeah, I've been fairly, like, I've got all these other projects that I haven't finished and I was excited about.
Yeah,
and then
me
these
too.
Two came up and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So.
You gotta go with what's exciting sometimes.
Yeah. And then eventually, once in a while, something gets finished.
Yeah.
But that's why I got so much done on those sleeves, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it just kind of goes quick because as you're working with something that kind of slowly changes colors like that,
mm-hmm.
it just keeps your attention.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost to the green section.
I'm definitely going to talk about, yes, hold that thought, because I'm definitely going to talk about staying motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we get on in the podcast.
Right. So I think it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, our sponsor is Knitwit. Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland, Maine has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. And you can find us online too. www.knitwitportland.com is where you can shop the store virtually and explore some fun project ideas. Just click on shop to get to the online store. Also, follow them on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Knitwit.
All right. So what do we want to work on next?
Everything. You start, though, because I already started working on one of mine, so now I've got a problem. So you start while I think about my other one.
All right. Well, I only have one. Mm-hmm. I took off some of the other ones that have been lingering.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Laura Nelkin's Caros Callow?
Yeah, Cowell. That does look nice.
It is a kit we have in the shop
mm-hmm.
that makes either the cowl or the shawl. So you get to pick. And it makes that little bracelet thing that she's using in the pictures to like hold,
yeah.
like the wrap. She wraps it around her cowl there just
nice.
To look pretty. But you could also wear it as a bracelet. So it makes both the bracelet and the cowl or shawl.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool part is that on November 2nd, we're going to have a live Zoom with Laura Ooh. Nelkin. For an hour, free for anybody who buys the kit from us.
Nice.
Or $20 if you bought the kit from somewhere else and mm-hmm. want to join up, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I got it's called Nailed It, is the colorway I got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this silver and gold colors, which I think are just really pretty. But there's some other really pretty colors available too that I had to...
Yeah.
Not get. One of them was like my perfect teal color. I'm like, I always buy that. So
yeah.
Trying something different.
So it was just published this month, October?
Yeah.
Wow. And when is the class again?
November 2nd.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I am super excited for this one.
Yeah.
I've got my project all wound up and ready to go. I don't know if I'm going to wait to cast on till that night or what. I might.
Yeah.
I think she's going to do a lot of tips and tricks and talk about beading, because this does have beads in it. So if you haven't beaded before, this might be a good place to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. And unlike a lot of beaded shawls, it seems very wearable.
Yeah.
You know, the other one that I'm working on will be wearable, but it's very lacy and gauzy. And
yeah.
This seems like it would be good in an airplane, you know.
Right. Yeah. So. I find that I love knitting those really pretty lacy shawls, but I don't mm-hmm. have pretty lacy things in my life where I wear them.
I'm just not a pretty lacy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I'm a lazy person. Not a lacy person.
Pretty lazy person.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Anyway.
We crack ourselves up.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that is really nice. You might convince me. So the other thing I have on my list, because I had mittens and then I picked them up and started them, I don't think I mentioned this last time, and even if I did, my audio is terrible. So let me say it again. I have to pick up the weaving again. We just had a whole conversation about weaving and the word for it in Spanish.
Yes.
Which happens to be the same as knitting, according to my friends in Colombia.
Yeah.
Or
so
from Colombia.
If you speak Spanish, please weigh in.
Please
and tell
us. Is it really tejer, whether it's knitting or weaving? Because this is confusing to me. But I have a loom. I have a small loom. A Cricut? loom. Anyway, I have a small loom, mm-hmm. a rigid heddle. I bought a book. Mm-hmm. I did talk about that last time. I so want to get started. And we have... I won't go into the whole long story where it came from, but I have now a little rolling kitchen cart.
Okay.
You know those little wooden kitchen carts yeah. you can have? That I'm never going to use in my life as a kitchen cart.
Okay.
And we had it, we brought it home from somewhere else, and then I'm like, I don't know if we're going to use it, but it might come in handy, and then I realize that's what I can hook the loom up to.
Yeah.
You know how it has to kind of be attached to a table?
Yeah.
I can attach it to the rolling kitchen cart, and I can move it from room to room.
Oh.
I could be watching TV. I could be wow. working. Yeah, I could be on a conference call for work.
Yeah. So, or when you warp it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do, warp
yes,
it. Yeah.
I think so. this is why it's terrible. I haven't
picked like,
it up.
But, like, you need a really long space, so you could, yeah. like, wheel your cart far away from another table to do that
yeah,
before you roll it on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works. Yeah, because it's not... It's, like, this long. You know what I mean? Like, the little kitchen cart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I first set it up, it'll be interesting to see how that... You know, whether I need more. I also have a table in my office that I could also use. But in my head, this is going to work perfectly. And it's going to be just the kicker I need to get started.
Cool.
So we'll see.
And a week off from work would be helpful.
Yeah, a week off from work. If I could swing that as well, that would be wonderful.
That'd be
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Keep wanting that.
Yeah. What else do you want to work on next? Or
oh, that's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah, I took off my other stuff that was lingering, but I still want to work on them. They're all in my closet,
yeah.
like, yelling at me.
Yeah, me too.
What about me? I was your special project.
Now you don't love me.
I know. Poor projects.
Well, what's going on in the shop? You just mentioned one exciting class coming up.
Yeah.
But what else have you got?
Oh, let's see. So we've got a retreat next summer.
Yeah. Yay.
same place. We're going back to, I think I talked about this last time too, but we're going back to Searsport.
Yep.
The dates are June 16th through 19th. So make sure you block off your calendars now.
Yep.
Before your social schedule gets really busy.
Yes.
I have booked the first of three teachers. I'm not going to tell you about all of them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two others in mind who I think would be amazing and just working out the details there. So, you're not going to want to miss this one.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, and the De-Stitch Nation continues.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So we got Budapest.
Budapest.
sorry.
That's okay, I really don't speak Hungarian.
But the cool thing is next year they're going to continue the De-Stitch Nations, but they're going to fictional places next year.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like Narnia.
Yes.
So. Ooh.
I can imagine some good knits from Narnia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Hogwarts, you know, all these places where you'd want to go if you were knitting on the road.
And Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Anywhere hobbity. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
All right.
Knitastrophes. Knitastrophe time.
Yeah. So I'm bringing my sleeves back out.
Oh, no.
It's not that bad. Yeah. It's hardly noticeable. But so something happened. So there's this pattern where you're doing a single row of the color and then a double row of the color or two rows.
Yeah.
And you just keep going. And then at one point, the colorful part of my Nebula colorway.
Yeah. Became more nebulous.
Became really close to the ivory of my my colorful yarns.
Yeah.
And if you look really closely, you've got a section here where I've got two doubles.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter.
Nobody will know.
But I started pulling back because then I don't have the right number of repeats of this pattern.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did that happen that, like, I've got the same number of repeats, but they're different lengths.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull back a few rows back to there. That won't take very long because this yarn is so nice and thick.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I mean, it's not a knitastrophe. It's just a oops.
Yeah. If it helps, I'm not sure it does, but because we're about to talk about some mojo, but for Catastrophe Mojo, I think last time I was talking, or maybe mumbling, about the fact that my wonderful Nigel, puppy, got into the unique Sears Fort at the Knitwit at the Shores colorway.
We're going to think about my colorway for next summer, too.
Yeah. And, like, you literally cannot buy it.
Right.
And he got into it and snarled it all up, and I was trying to unwind it. I had one or two more work conference calls, and it's done.
Nice. Yeah, conference calls are a good place for unwinding things.
Yes.
Unsnarling.
Yes.
So that's good.
So sometimes catastrophes can be untastrophe.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Nobody's going to die.
I'm just going to write down untastrophe.
Untastrophe. Okay. Another potential.
Yeah. I don't think that'll make sense to anybody else, though.
It'll make you laugh, so yes. That's good.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of mojo, and, you know, the fact that getting untastrophied can help. So I've had a tough month, I would say, for a couple of reasons. I can talk about it now, but my dog, who's almost 17, died last month, and we also spent a lot of time on a non-knitting project that had a lot to do with a house, which used up my hands a lot, and I injured myself a lot and became, you know, to the point where, oh, and then I managed to slice through my thumb with a bread knife that had nothing to do with anything other than being clumsy. So I had this whole run of things that were just keeping me from knitting, and I really lost my mojo for about a month. So that's going to be my excuse for not having any finished objects for a while. But I want to talk a little bit about it, because I know it happens to all of us. We lose our mojo for whatever reason. Sometimes I know people who just don't knit in the summer because they think it's too hot. You know, they don't enjoy knitting the tactile creative arts, you know, when you're just like hot.
Yeah.
I get it. And then sometimes you just, you know, what happened? I had mojo and I didn't anymore. So what I tried to do was, what I actually came back to do, what got me back was rewinding that yarn. Because even just the act of touching the yarn brought me back to the place where I had a bit more mojo. And I worked on my funky socks that I was just talking about because they amuse me. So while I'm working on it, it's, you know, I'm trying to make a needle and people think I'm insane, but I'm sitting there laughing to myself because it cracks me up that I'm knitting a needle, you know, with a needle or two, and trying to figure out a way to do that and buying more stuff. And sometimes just going to the yarn store, right, can kind of bring your mojo back. So I would just say, if there's anybody out there who's like, I don't have my mojo, you know, there may be other things you can think of, like listening to podcasts, you know, just shopping, reading books, just anything that you can think of that will get your mind back into where it needs to be. But also that tactile thing of touching the yarn really helped me. So it's a slow road, but I'm hopeful that I'm getting my knitting mojo back.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Well, not awesome that you lost your mojo, but awesome that you recognized it and found a way to come back.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because the world needs me to knit.
We do.
Yeah, mostly, you know, they have those t-shirts like, I knit so they don't kill people. I mean, seriously, the world needs me to not be grumpy, so.
So I wonder if you, because you were doing all those things and had all that on your mind, did that cause you to lose your knitting mojo, or did it? Or was it the other way, like all your house projects made you not have time to knit, which made you more grumpy?
Yeah, I don't know. I have weird rules in my life that there are things I need to do to balance myself out.
Yeah.
And one of them is knitting.
Yeah.
Another one is anything like my stand-up and improv or performance type stuff. And another one is exercise.
Right.
And if I don't get and honestly, the fourth one is work, but I've never had a problem, you know,
having enough work to do.
But those three, if I don't balance those, I find that I'm off. And right now, honestly, I'm not doing really well on the exercise thing, so I need to get back on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
But that month when I was off with the knitting, I could feel it. So yeah, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know.
Right.
But
yeah, just all comes together for us sometimes, or
yeah,
not.
Yes.
All right. So we don't have a new contest this month, but what we do have is last month's podcast, like we mentioned, we had some technical difficulties, and we apologize for the audio. And if you didn't make it all the way through because the audio was annoying, again, very sorry about that.
More annoying than I usually am. I do want to clarify, not because of what I was saying, but because you can actually hear it.
Yeah. Or hearing the one-sided conversation that I was having, apparently, yes. would be difficult.
But it is entertaining.
Yes. Depends on how easily entertained you are, I guess. But we did have that Dunn roving we wanted to give away, mm-hmm. and in case you didn't make it all the way through because we drove you crazy, we wanted to reannounce the winner of the Dunn roving yarns that we had given away. And that winner was OMG72PFM, mm-hmm. JJ on Ravelry, who said he just moved to Portland and found our podcast, which was awesome, and... Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you would like to get your yarn, JJ, if you are still in Portland, just feel free to drop into Knitwit, and I've got it sitting in the shop for you with your name on it, your Ravelry name and your JJ, I don't know your mm-hmm. whole name, but
yeah.
it's sitting there waiting for you. Or if you want us to ship it to you, just send an email, to info@knitwitportland.com, and we will get that in the mail to you. But would love for you to stop in and say hi.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats again, JJ, and I hope you do come in and pick it up or contact Jen. And again, awesome name, because we also love two J's.
Yes.
So thank you, JJ.
I think he did that just for us, right? He's just a big fan, clearly. So he changed his name to... Yeah.
Clearly.
Of course. I would.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, sounds like we've come to the end of another main yarn. A little short this time, but, mm-hmm. You know, it was a rough month. So not a lot of knitting happened, apparently. Well,
yeah, but hope you get your mojo back just in time for the holidays.
If you've lost it.
If you lost it.
If not, keep on knitting.
Yeah, keep your mojo. Tell me how you do it. Yeah, so you've come to the end of another main yarn. We hope you've enjoyed it, and keep on your happy knitting. You can find the show notes.
Yeah, just go to knitwitportland.com mm-hmm. and click on the main yarn podcast, and the show notes will be there.
Yep. And we want to thank our sponsor, Knitwit. Thank you, Knitwit.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, everyone. Happy knitting.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.